be concerned about their health. I am very concerned, so I've decided to take all the chocolate and hit them in my office. I will dispense them at the right time, okay? So this is how I treat my family. I know that I say that a church can live without pastors for many years, which is true. But when the church is without pastors, it is the elders who often take the load. And so the elders, the elder board has done a phenomenal job, especially in absence of a senior pastor. So brothers and sisters, when you have time today, give them a hug, thank them, just to say, you know what, God bless you for standing in their place when we needed pastors to lead us. Thank you.
Thank you, Arthur. So if we haven't met, my name is Tim. I'm one of our English pastors here today, and we have a lot going on this morning. We're really excited about our service. We have lots of Christmas carols and songs, and we're going to have the kids come up and do a performance and a message from Pastor Brandon. So we're really excited about today. If you are new here or if you brought a newcomer, there are gifts for you out front. So when you're on your way out, make sure you grab a gift. If you're new here, we would love to bless you with that. So let's just start off with a word of prayer, just inviting God into this space. So God, we thank you that you are so good and that as we're going to celebrate today that you came down to be with us. Today, would we know even more what that means? Would it really impact our lives? And will we encounter you in a special way here today? We thank you and we praise you. In your precious name, amen.
Amen. Well, good morning, everyone. Just something quickly to share. I actually got into a car accident on my way to church, so I'm going to stick to the script that I have in front of me and read it, and we'll proceed with our Christmas service. But Christmas and the Advent seasons generalized as a time of celebration, and while the birth of the Savior certainly is a time for celebration, the events in which things went down to the day Mary gave birth were both stressful and anxiety-inducing, much like my accident earlier. There's this mandatory census, and Joseph and Mary, who is late in her third trimester, are required to travel to Bethlehem from Nazareth. Stress. There were no cars or planes, 150 kilometers away. Stress. After they get there, they can't even find a place to stay. Stress. Now she's going into labor. Stress. I witnessed the birth of both my kids firsthand, and it is challenging to watch your wife go through it under the supervision of medical professionals in a sterilized hospital environment. But imagine giving birth in what was likely a storage shed for animals. However, even amongst the stress, I can imagine Mary holding her baby for the first time, knowing that he was the Son of God. What she didn't know was how the Father would unfold the sequence of events that would ultimately lead to her salvation.
Your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you deliver will soon deliver you.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm a storm with his hand? Did you know walked where angels trod, and when you kissed your little baby, kissed the Son of God.
The blind will see, and the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak, the praises of your baby boy will one day rule the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb, and the sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Oh, 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 oh. Mary, did you know?
In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole empire should be registered. This first registration took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So everyone went to be registered, each to his own town. Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family line of David, to be registered along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him tightly in cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over the flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, the city of David, a Savior was born for you, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped tightly in cloth and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to people he favors." When the angels had left them and returned to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem and see what has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They hurried off and found both Mary and Joseph, and the baby who was lying in the manger. After seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary was treasuring up all these things in her heart and meditating on them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. When the 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived. This is the word of the Lord.
Please rise. The soul felt it.
its worth. A thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn.
We will now be doing a short call and response, where we will play the part of the reader and you, the congregation. Now we light the candle of love.
God, we welcome your love.
We welcome your love into our lives, our home, work, and play, our streets, schools, and in the darkest of places.
Before the beginning got too far down the road, it all fell apart. Paradise lost, humanity ruined. The divine image bearers formed from dust, the ones who held the very breath of God in their lungs, lost their way, forgot their worth, and broke the heart of the Creator who loved them with all his heart. Through the centuries, God beckoned them all to return, but on they wandered into the parched deserts of power and prestige, into the bleak winters of self-absorption, casting themselves into waters that could not quench their thirst, forgetting they are loved by love incarnate. Priests and prophets, kings and judges, God sent them all, but none could save his beloved. Humanity had fallen into the depths of sin, into long nights with no hope of morning. But he is the light of the world, and in his perfect way, in the fullness of time, love suddenly gleamed across the night like stardust. Our Savior arrived in a dynasty with no earthly kingdom, a lineage born to suffer, a royal heritage created for death. For God so loved this world, these people, he came down from his throne to ransom them. He purchased humanity from its captive, offering himself as the sacrifice. And suddenly, all the earth and the souls who looked for him felt their worth.
You may be seated. Well, check, check. Is it on? We're good? Can't hear. There it is. The stage is set, isn't it? The candles are burning. The gifts are wrapped, hopefully. And here we are. It's Christmas Eve. You've made it. I've made it. I feel like I barely made it today, but we've made it. Here's a question for us on this Christmas Eve. Is it a year worth celebrating? I'll let you think about that for a second. How are you coming into today? How's your soul doing? Are you tired? Anxious? Overwhelmed? Are you looking for a moment of peace today? How did you come in? Growing up as a kid, I had many Christmases where there was worth celebrating and many that I look back now and I wonder what was going on, right? But one of the ones that I remember celebrating really well, it was a unique year. My last name is Crane, so the Crane family got together one Christmas, which rarely happened. I don't know why they, you know, sometimes didn't always get along. But my dad drove us to this cabin, my uncle's cabin, and in it were my aunts and uncles, lots of them, and cousins, and there was instruments everywhere. Another good thing to know about me is I'm from the East Coast. Music seems to just run in our blood, right? There was banjos and harmonicas, which we call mouth organs, by the way, and guitars and all kinds of stringed instruments. I don't know where the winds were, but anyway, only stringed instruments, and music was just playing the whole night through. This beautiful moment I'll remember for the rest of my life. The notes will ring in my ears for the rest of my life. That was a reason to celebrate as I look back on that year. Maybe you write a letter. You know those letters people write at Christmas or the New Year's, and they say, here's my wonderful update of my all the good things about my family this year. Maybe you've been writing that this year because it's been awesome and a year worth celebrating. Or maybe you just finally got to your Spotify Wrapped. You say, that's good. That's all I need for this year to look back on my year. Is it a year worth celebrating? Because there's many years that for me, it didn't, as a kid, you know, you're like, every single year was just awesome, I guess, right? But as I look back, I know that there was years where I didn't know where the food was coming onto my table for Christmas. As a kid, I knew that. There's lots of reasons why it would be hard to celebrate this time of year. How are you coming in on this Christmas Eve in 2023? What's stopping you from celebrating? Well, to even answer that question, I want to ask another question. I'm going to ask a series of questions today. But the second one is this, is why even celebrate? Why even celebrate? Why even come today? There's some good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Do you remember that passage that rung out to the shepherds on that day? When that angel came down and shouted it out, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. This good news to these shepherds, these dirty ones who roamed the hills with animals, would come in with their stink into town. Wouldn't be very pleasant. And those are the ones that an angel of the Lord appeared to. I find that intriguing every single time I read that passage out. Why them? Well, we all need some good news these days, don't we? If you turn on any bit of social media or news at all, you're like, yeah, we need some good news. I'd love some good news right now. In an era where you can get every piece of news at your fingertips at every moment. This has never before happened in history, right? Where I can open Twitter and know exactly what's happening in India right now, right? It's bizarre. It's actually really weird. But it also pays a toll on our soul to know this much. For the weight of the world to feel like it's coming and sitting on our shoulders and our hearts. Do you feel it? I sure do. I sure do. It weighs on us. It takes a toll on our souls, plus our own local feeds or our own crazy families, right? Sorry, I can't call them crazy to you. Some of your families came today, right? You can't call them crazy. Not to mention what's going on at work or even within our own minds, right? Within our own mental health. There's so many things that could be a barrier to celebrating this good news. Well, the shepherds received this news they were waiting for centuries. Centuries. They would pass it on from family to family that there's this one who's going to come eventually and save us out of the oppression of these Romans, or whoever it was before the Romans, right? There was this good news that was being passed down that one would come and save them, to save their people. And then, cue the good news. Cue the good news from that angel. What would be good news for you today? It's my next question. What would be good news for you today? That maybe the money came in just on time. That job finally came through. Man, maybe it was that couple finally got married, that baby was finally born. What is it? What would be good news for you today? You got the mortgage. That's a miracle these days, right? You got the mortgage. Some of us, let's be real, all right? You just made it through the semester. You made it. You're here. I don't know what your grades are, okay? I can't tell you that. But you made it. That's good news. You're here. But the news from the shepherds wasn't simply good news, though it was good. But it was good news of great joy. Good news of great joy. These shepherds went from waiting to finding something they were waiting for. They were waiting for it. It wasn't just random good news that came, but they were waiting for it. When I was a kid again, let's do two kid stories today, okay? One more. One of those uncles that was at that cabin that day, his name's Daryl, and he helped me to earn some money one fall, okay? As a kid, I don't know how old I was. I went and chopped some wood with him. He heated his house by wood, and so I went and chopped some with him, and I made $80 whole. Okay, I'll look at you guys. You'll understand. 80 whole dollars. That's good, right? These guys, you know, whatever. But $80 was awesome. I loved $80. So I get it in the woods, and then we're driving back in his pickup, coming back. I get out of the truck and look for my $80, and I dropped it. I don't know where it went. I lost it. I lost my $80. It's a lot of candy, guys. It's a lot of candy that I couldn't have. So we went back out. We looked all around. My uncle took me everywhere, dropped me off back at home, a disappointed kid wanting this $80. Didn't know if it would ever show up, and he said, okay, I'll look one more time, he said, and I'm going to come back. So I waited and waited. Knocks on my door, comes in, and says, Brandon, guess what? I found your $80. Those crisp $20 bills came to my hands, and I'm like, I'm going to buy all the candy in the world, all of it. Now, looking back, I know they were new $20 bills. They weren't old, okay? They weren't wet. But I was waiting for them, and they brought me such joy on that fall day so many years ago. I was waiting for it. I can't even imagine a nation, a people, a person waiting for this one who would come and save them for centuries. That there was word, there was rumors, there was scriptures. This guy was going to come and save them. And here it was. An angel. In Luke 4, a little further on in our passage that we're not getting to today, but Jesus actually has grown up and he's standing up and saying, this is who I am and what I'm bringing. So let me read a little bit of what he was coming to bring. He was coming to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to set free the oppressed, and to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. You know what this is in the end? It may sound confusing to some of you, but think about, okay, proclaiming release to the captives. Think about being in jail. He says, you're going to be set free. The blind one's a little easier. You're blinded. I'm going to give you sight. I'm going to set free the oppressed. They were not a free people. And he was coming to do this. The year of the Lord's favor. The God who holds all power in his hands, who knows every detail about you, he said in that moment, I'm bringing all the favor in the world here today. What is he really talking about here? In one part, I think he's talking about the wholeness in soul, mind, and body. This is his good news. It was good news for Israel, and it's good news for us today that he's not simply just coming to sweep us away, but to bring us wholeness in who we are, the way we're created to be. The restoration of humanity was at his fingertips. That's what he was coming to do for Israel, but also the whole world. This is good news of great joy. So much that it causes in the shepherds that day, not just one angel to come, but a multitude, an army of angels, not carrying swords that day, but their voices in a song, saying glory to God in the highest and peace on earth on whom his favor rests. Praises broke out because of this good news. What part of you needs good news this Christmas? Part of your life needs Jesus to just come beaming in, saying, I'm setting you free. I'm healing you. I'm making you whole. What part of you today needs that? It's good news of great joy, and I love this last phrase. It answers the question, who? Who can have this good news? That will be for all the people. All the people. It wasn't simply the Israelites in that moment. No, it was actually meant for all people. Everyone. No matter your race, background, your morality, your behaviors, your orientation, your political leaning, your height, your school, your sport team, whatever it could be, every single one. That's who he came for. Friends, church, this is profound. It's beyond what anyone thought, even in this moment, but it was the way it always was meant to be. God had meant to save the whole world through this one nation in the Old Testament, to this one baby in the New. All people. It's you today. Sitting in that pretty comfortable seat, actually. They're pretty good, aren't they? It's for you. It's good news of great joy for you. So what do we do with this good news of great joy? What should we do with it? Well, let's go back to the shepherds and see what they did. As the angels were singing out at the end of all that, they looked at one another and said, let's go to Bethlehem. Let's just go straight there. Let's go get it. There was a proclamation of good news of great joy that would be for all the people. But the shepherds were like, well, we want to see it. Let's go get it. And to get it, where did they have to go? They went straight to Jesus, this baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and wrapped and laying in a manger, right where the angel said he would be. We come today because it's Christmas, yes. But even deeper within us, why do we come? Why did you come today? And I wonder if it's maybe because we know that to find good news of great joy, we need to come to Jesus. Us. Today. We need to come to Jesus. The saving one is here. This is our Bethlehem today, where we come and we find Jesus, not simply in a church, but to Jesus. The dirty shepherds ran to Jesus. They found a baby, then left pumped, telling everyone about him. The saving one is here. Friends, today, it's only good news if we take it. You have to take it. Think about this. It's good news. I found your $80. It's okay, I'll get it later, right? To never show up. Or good news, there's a treatment for your sickness, but you never take it. Good news, the job is, here's the job for you, but you just never show up on day one, right? It's only good news if we take it. There is wholeness in Jesus. Let's take it this Christmas. This good news of great joy. Let's take it up to ourselves. Let's not leave it on December 24th or 25th and hope that one day it'll hit us yet again. Let's pick it up today and see what good news of great joy will be for us on this day, today. It starts today. So I wonder if I could lead you in a bit of a prayer today. Give you some silence before Jesus. Maybe that moment of peace you were hoping for today. Because we come to Jesus in prayer. So let me lead us in prayer and give you some space. Jesus, we know when you came so many years ago, as a baby, that you were coming to restore all of humanity. Good news of great joy for us. Many of us, Lord, come in here today in the hustle and bustle of the season, of the year. We don't even know how we made it here. Some of us are just so pumped for this season too. And we come in so excited. But Jesus, as we come, we want to come directly to you today. So friends in church today, just tell them then, what came to your mind when I asked, what needs good news in your life? Just bring that to him. Simply just say, God, I bring you this. This area of my life needs you today. Give you another moment of silence for that. Yes, Jesus, we invite you to come into these spaces that are broken, that are torn down, maybe areas that are filled with pain. And we ask for your wholeness, for your good news not just to remain good news out there somewhere, but to become good news in my heart, in my life, in my being. Make me whole today, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. To end, I have a poem today by Malcolm Gweets. It's called Descent. It's a poem of what Jesus has to offer for good news versus the gods of our world. And it goes like this. They sought to soar into the skies, those classic gods of high renown. For lofty pride aspires to rise, but you came down. You dropped down from the mountain sheer, forsook the eagle for the dove. The other gods demanded fear, but you gave love. Where chiseled marble seemed to freeze, their abstract and perfected form, compassion brought you to your knees. Your blood was warm. They called for blood and sacrificed their victims on an altar bled. When no one else could pay the price, you died instead. They towered over our mortal plane, dismissed this restless flesh with scorn, aloof from birth and death and pain, but you were born. Born to these burdens, born by all, born with us all astride the grave, weak to be with us when we fall, and strong to save. This is the good news of great joy that will be for all of the people, for us, this day.
Now we light the candle of light. We welcome your light to eradicate the darkness, to shine our way because our eyes are blind.
By the time the star appeared, the weight of darkness and the price of sin had left many of God's children coming and going, but not living, praying and practicing, but not worshiping. So it was just one more cold night on just another midnight clear before the sun would even rise when light overcame the darkness. Angels filled the empty skies, trumpets and harps, music and melody, soul-shattering song broke the silence of a thousand generations, and the hopelessness of the captives fled without looking back, cascading down from the unseen heavens, bending near with unfurled wings and God's bright glory. The heavenly hosts announced the words that changed the world. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. So without pause, the shepherds rushed to see. Just a few that night, but they carried all of humanity with them. And there they found a stable less ordinary, and a manger less regal, and the tiny babe wrapped in cloth less royal. But still, he seemed even brighter than the very star that pronounced him. Here on earth, peace, and from God, goodwill toward all people. Glory to God in the highest. Christ, the Messiah, has been born, the Savior of the world.
Silent flocks by night.
So some kids are coming back to their parents right now. And if you were in a different congregation, the kids are heading to the back to go find their parents in the back with Pastor Phoebe. So you can, your mama is in the back there. So parents, go to the aisles and find your children as they come back to you. They should be coming back. If not, they'll be at the back with Pastor Phoebe. No problem. All right, we got a couple more songs to celebrate as we wrap up here today once these guys get set back up, once all the children find their way in the back. Amazing. Feel free to keep playing with the balloons. It's okay. It's a celebration.
All right. Let's all rise and continue worshiping today. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. On earth in mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, joyful strife of the sky. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born.
of heaven, come now. Let your glory reign, shining like the day. King of heaven, come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and nature sing. Let heaven and joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men the songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy, repeat, repeat the sound in joy.
Hear the joyful sound.
Hear the joyful sound of our offering, as your saints bow down, as your people sing, we will rise with you, lifted on your wings, and the world will see that our God saves, our God saves.
Amen. Well, friends, we want to continue to invite you. We have a lunch out in the foyer that we're so excited about. We want to invite you to join us for that. We have some really good food. We have donut walls that you're going to see that are very fun. So please join us for that. Also, maybe you're coming in and just visiting our church for the first time or something like that. And we just want to extend our invitation. If you're looking for a church family, we would love for you to join our community here at ECAC. We meet every Sunday at 11:15 a.m. So we would love for you to continue to join us. As a benediction, to close our Christmas Eve service today, I just want to pray this over you from the book of Colossians. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. This great message of celebration as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen and amen. Merry Christmas, and we'll see you next week.
Woo! Woo!